Hey, we got Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco on the south end of Lake Ogibbic with us again. Bear, thanks for taking a minute to talk to us today.
You bet, Adam. No problem.
So I've been kind of chopping at the bit to talk to you about several things. I guess we should start with the hot topic that has actually become statewide news. Actually, probably more like Great Lakes regional news now, because the fishing on Lake Ogibbic has been so good this year. Is it still hot and heavy like it has been?
Things have slowed up from what they were. The unusual thing about this year really is that we experienced early ice conditions so late in the season, you know, because normally we're fishing the bays and we get a real good bite, but maybe the main lake's not froze over yet, you know, completely. But we had this happen so late in the year, and that's why we really had a big flurry of activity with fishermen. Everybody was looking for ice. And the bite was just fantastic. Now, the last week here, it has slowed up some, but, of course, a good fisherman always has to have a good excuse. So I'm kind of blaming it on the cold weather. You know, it's been below zero here. We kind of have a cold front coming in. So I noticed in the last 4 or 5 days that the fish have been getting real fickle. They've been, you know, not biting real aggressively. We really had to entice them to bite, and then they were biting real light, like even on tip-ups and things. They were picking up the minnows, running with them, and dropping them, where they weren't being real aggressive. And that's kind of what we've seen this week happen now. So we still are getting some fish, but definitely the angler pressure has let up, possibly because of the colder temperatures, you know. But fish have not been biting quite as well either. There is, in the forecast, some milder temps coming for the weekend, so that could very well change once again.
Yeah, that was kind of where I was going, is you anticipate with, you know, temps being back up into the 20s, at least they are in central UP. I don't know what your forecast is, but high temps 22, 25, I would anticipate the bite should turn back on to a greater extent anyway.
Yep, I agree with that, and it'll also get the anglers out and about again because of the mild temps. I would like to talk a little bit about ice conditions, too, as well.
Yeah, let's hear it, yeah.
Because conditions vary actually greatly out there. We've got areas where you got 5 to 10 inches of ice, but I've been exercising, telling people caution on the main lake if you don't know where you're going, because there are places out there where there's less ice. In the main lake basin is what I'm talking about. Most people are fishing from the bays, and when they're, you know, along the shorelines where they're going out to deeper water, they're either walking out or, well, we've been using four-wheelers and ATVs for, you know, a couple weeks at least already. But I don't recommend just travel anywhere out in the middle of the lake where guys have been going out from shore, walking out, or using their snowmobiles, but from shore heading out, not just heading all the way across to the other side, you know.
Sure.
Because
sure.
Some of that main lake basin does not have as much ice on it.
Well, I appreciate the information on that. And, yeah, it's good to be cautious, especially if you really don't know the lake well, I'm sure.
And it's real easy to check. There's a lot of access points. And, you know, just simply check locally wherever anybody's heading out to see what's happening at that location.
Good tip. And when we continue with Bear at Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, we're going to talk about the snowmobile trails, the snow conditions, as well as what he's carrying in his bait shop. So stay tuned for part two, coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.